Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys right now. And free agency is kind of off and running. If you're the 49ers, a little bit slower than what we were hoping. But the 49ers have signed Leonard Floyd. Okay, so that's the lead. And that's where we're going to spend the majority of our time today. Now, there's a lot of context. There's a lot of other moving pieces. Brian Burns just got traded for a second plus a fifth plus $30 million a year. Now the second highest paid defensive end in the NFL next to Nick Bosa. And, you know, the dream of adding this stud that is Brian Burns is amazing. But, man, you can't have the first and second highest paid defensive ends in the NFL. It just doesn't work too well. I wish that it would. It's just kind of hard to follow. But today's been weird. You get the news of Eric Armstead yesterday, which hurts, and it's not finalized yet. He hasn't officially been released, but it seems like that's going to be the case. Then you get the news that Kyle Juszczyk, they're working on some deals there and, you know, need a cut there. We'll see. No transactions hit the waiver wire, and probably both would be June 1st, post June 1st designation. So we'll have some time to get to that. But it was just like, oh, you know, you get like a punch in the stomach. Eric Armstead's been here for 9 years. Almost made the decade list of 49ers, which is a big deal because they have that hanging on the wall in Santa Clara in the stadium, in the locker room. It's a big deal. You had Jimmy Ward that just missed it by 1 year last year. He had 9. Dante Johnson had 8. The last 49ers stud, or really any player, that's made it a full decade on this team is Joe Staley. He had 13, right? And so, man, it's Armstead is should be revered by 49ers fans. He's incredible and probably one of the best performers in the playoffs that we've had, whether that's the Harbaugh years or now, because that dude has just been so consistently great. Had a sack in the Super Bowl this year. Gosh, man, but it hurts, right? So you get these kind of two kind of gut punches because you're struggling, you're mad, and you know, you got this legend, and it's just like, ah, that stinks. Well, that's okay if we sign somebody else, right? So whenever you're going through a tough breakup and you're struggling, best way to start dating somebody else, right? And that's what the 49ers wanted, at least 49ers fans today. And so, you know, the tampering period starts, and we're all just like, yeah, let's see what's going to happen. It's going to be a crazy day. And it's just crickets, and it's just crickets, and it's just crickets. And other teams are signing, and other teams are signing, and other teams are signing. And all these players that, you know, were dream scenarios, Christian Wilkins, and, you know, yeah, I mean, old linemen, all the top five centers are gone. And it's just like, ah, it's just hurting. And it's just like, man. And then it probably the peak comedy moment that just had me like losing it. The 49ers official social media account on Twitter, anyway, they put out a Ramadan tweet as their first tweet that they've done in a long time. And I freaking love, awesome. Ramadan, go do your thing. Like, that's awesome. Absolutely love it. No issues there. But it was just the timing. Everybody's like on pins and needles, just like waiting, and people are starting to get frustrated, and there's nothing. And then the official 49ers thing comes out and, you know, says, you know, happy Ramadan and whatever else. And the comments were stellar. And if you haven't checked it out, and if you want to smile, and if you don't get offended, it's absolutely incredible. And like the graphic that I should share this, but I haven't made time to do this. We're going to talk a lot of football, but this was just too damn good comedy wise. You know, it said Ramadan Mubarak. And one of the first comments was, is Mubarak a defensive tackle? The comments were just awesome. And so it was frustrating to say the least, because last year, you had the 49ers. We signed, the deal was announced for Javon Hargrave at like 10:30. Like, it was early. It took a lot longer to get the news, almost, you know, an hour ago. It finally came across the board of Leonard Floyd. And so that's what I want to talk about. And before I do, let's got to get through some of these comments. Love all the hashtags. He's Josh. He's on vacation. Appreciate you, man. I want to get back to that comment there. And yeah, David says, you know, good signing. Tommy says, hashtag CC. What's up, Troy? Good to see you, brother. Mikey, appreciate you guys. It's a fun day because the 49ers got a new toy. And I can't wait, because once this live's over, I've already downloaded some tape of Leonard Floyd from this past year with the Bills. I'm jumping into the tape. So if you want to watch the all 22, you know, breakdown where I show you everything, what he does, good and bad and all those things, that's going to show up, the 49ersrush.com and on our Patreon channel. That's where you're going to get those. What's up, Yatsik? He says, hashtag CC. Sorry to lose Eric. What a stand-up man. Yeah, and one of my biggest issues with Eric leaving, he never won Walter Payton Man of the Year. So deserving. Four-time nominee, I believe. That sucks, man. That sucks. Tommy, he says, John, is this dog trash? I don't think so. You know, you look at the deal. Leonard Floyd, he's 31. That's bad. He's older. Long in the tooth. You want to get younger, but you pay for younger. You want production. You want consistency. You love this deal. If you're somebody that complains about injuries, you love this deal. If you're somebody that complains about how much we pay players, Leonard Floyd, this is a very, very level-headed bargain price for a defensive end in the NFL. The standard going rate for edge rushers is $1.5 million per sack. Okay. He got a 2-year, $20 million deal. Now it can reach up to $24 million and only $12 million is guaranteed. So it really kind of screams, I'm going to be honest with you, like a 1-year deal that could turn into two. But if $1.5 million is kind of the going rate for edge players, which it is, that's kind of, you know, look at the Brian Burns deal. He got about $1.5 million per sack. That equals what it is. You got a steal here. Not a steal. I don't want to say steal. It's a value deal. Za'Darius Smith signed almost the exact same contract with a little bit more money, a little bit more higher ceiling, a little bit more guaranteed. About 5 minutes after the 49ers announced that they signed Leonard Floyd. And it's funny because I think Za'Darius Smith is a better player than Leonard Floyd, but injuries and down years, he's, you know, last year was a down year. 2 years ago, he played one game. Now, if you look at Leonard Floyd, he's the exact opposite. Dude hasn't missed a game in six consecutive seasons. So again, you're somebody that complains about injuries and whatever. It's pretty frustrating to see some of those same people still getting upset at this sign. I don't understand. What the hell do you want? You want Michael Jordan at all positions? That's not reality. And I understand we play that game. The fantasy mindset applies whenever we're talking free agency. I want Danielle Hunter. I want Christian Wilkins. I do. We all do. That's not really how it works. It's not how it works. And so the 49ers go get this dude who, guess what? Brandon Staley, you bring in as your assistant head coach, was with them in Chicago when they drafted him with the Bears. He was an outside linebacker under Vic Fangio, so he was there with them in Chicago. Whenever Brandon Staley went to the Los Angeles Rams as the defensive coordinator, guess what? He brought him with him. And now that he's with the 49ers, guess what? Brought him with him again. And so this is something that, guess what? He's an outside guy, not a Shanahan guy. But now that we have Brandon Staley, this is somebody that's been with him not once, not twice now. This would be the third different team that he's been with Leonard Floyd. It works. This guy has had at least 9 sacks 4 consecutive years in a row. You know, you look at, here's his sack totals. We'll go backwards. This year, in 2023, he had 10.5 sacks. That's freaking awesome. Last year with the Rams, 9. 2021 with the Rams, 9.5. 2020 with the Rams, 10.5. Come on, man. Like, dude's been consistently productive. And I know somebody's screaming at the freaking TV or phone or wherever you're watching, listening. Sacks aren't the ultimate indicator. And they're not. And I'm not here to tell you Leonard Floyd's going to get 10 sacks. That's not what I'm trying to say. There are downfalls. Age, that's an issue. Pass rush productivity, right? If you're a PFF analytics guy, PFF does not like Leonard Floyd. And for those of you that's like, oh, there's more to edge than playing, you know, than just sacks. And I agree with that statement. But there are 3 players in the NFL, 3, that could say they've had 9 or more sacks 4 consecutive years in a row. 3. One of those, Leonard Floyd. Shout out to Josh DeBow on Twitter. The other 2 guys that could say this, Myles Garrett, Hassan Riddick.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And those guys are getting paid a considerable amount more money. You're getting him on a much, 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 much cheaper deal. Bobo, my man, appreciate the super chat. He says, can we afford Chase Young and Armstead still a 49er. The problem isn't, how do I want to say this? The 49ers could afford Armstead. The value of his contract, they needed help with. So they went to him, like they have five or six times in the past, asked him to kind of redo it, take a little bit lower pay cut. He said no. They got close. They said no. Nobody's ever going to know what they asked him to cut it to unless he shares that, but he has been very transparent. There's still room for that there. There's still, somebody asked me, I don't remember who it was, but what's the percentage chance that we could still keep Eric Armstead? And I was like, man, less than 5%. And I don't think this Leonard Floyd deal precludes that. The Chase Young deal, that's a little bit. It makes that harder because there's, say, position. Do you want to wrap up that much money in two defensive ends? I'm not against it, but I wouldn't say it'd be worth it for Chase Young, especially for the 49ers. If he walks, you're getting a compensation pick. And the 49ers, who have been king consolation pick city, right, the NFL the past 5 years, next year is not going to be the comp pick jackpot that we have continued to hit year after year after year. You know, it's not going to look like that. It's going to be a lot less because we're not losing key guys. And I'm not saying that you make a decision on Chase Young based on compensation pick formula. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I am saying that it's a little bit extra gravy or a cherry on top, whatever you want to say, to kind of push it in a different direction. I like Chase Young, the effort and all those things. He wants to be a starter. I'm not starting Chase Young over Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd, my opinion, is a better player and more consistent player than Chase Young. Chase Young has upside. I want consistency. I want durability. That's just me. Chase Young's a better player. Now, if we're looking at pedigree, they're probably on par. To be honest with you, Chase Young went second overall. Leonard Floyd went ninth. Now, he's older, but the athleticism and the pedigree, all that, it's there. So, you know, back to your question, Bobo. I think that they could do either one, but neither are likely. The money's there. It's just, where do you want it to go? Where do you want it to go? We'll see. You know, I'm going to constantly be refreshing the Twitter sphere and, you know, the alerts and all that stuff just so we can kind of see it. I don't want to miss anything, but currently I'm not really seeing anything that's bad. Ooh, the Giants traded away Leonard Floyd and then acquired Brian Burns for basically the same compensation. That's fun. Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, I'm not seeing any new news there, so I'll keep refreshing that. And, you know, back to Leonard Floyd, he brings with him, you know, six straight years without missing a game. That's incredible, right? Durability has been a concern for the Niners, and they have shifted dramatically how they target players. It started 3 years ago, after Javon Kinlaw, actually. They went and got guys like Ebukam, who never missed games, right? Arden Key, and, you know, you can go on and on and on. John Feliciano, you go get all these guys that just don't miss time. And surely Leonard Floyd falls into that. So you're getting that consistency. Plus, he's had success. He's been a part of a Super Bowl winning team. He's played 9 career playoff games, 5 sacks in those 9 career playoff games, 8 quarterback hits, 5 tackle for losses. Not amazing stats, but he's not an amazing stat guy. That's not what he is. Now, last year with the Bills, he played predominantly on the defensive left side, which is Bosa's favorite. And now, Leonard Floyd's played a lot on the right. But if we're just looking at 2024, here's Leonard Floyd's snap count. 442 snaps from the defensive left, 173 snaps from the defensive right. And then there's some sprinkled in all over there, stunts and whatever. But predominantly left side. Now, if you are a person that really likes to be miserable, I got you. Let me give you guys something to eat. And there's a lot of those. And I get it. Because we didn't get your guy. We didn't, you know, Daniel Hunter sitting out there. Why would you go get that guy who's amazing? But once you see what he's going to get paid, I think it's going to make sense. PFS scores are not great for Leonard Floyd. And on a snap-by-snap analytics approach, he leaves a lot wanting. Listen to these PFF grades just for 2024. Now, remember, he had 10.5 sacks this year, but on a snap-per-snap basis, 58.7 overall grade, not good. 56.1 against the run, not good. 29.2 tackle grade. Awful. Missed tackles are a major concern. He had 11 missed tackles last year. He had, now 2022 was a better year. He had six, but in 2021, 18 missed tackles. 2020, 10 missed tackles. It's been an issue. It's been an issue. Can Chris Kucerik help with some of that and all that, whatever else? We'll see, but like, that's an issue. That is an issue. What's up, my man, Rob, the man. So what's up, JC? Decent signing, but need more, honestly. Yeah, like, this is not a push you over the top move. It's not. That's not what it is. But you got a good starter at a value deal while he's still in production mode. And, you know, I put this out on Twitter. And, you know, I'll ask you guys. Four consecutive years over 9 sacks. So my question to you is this, and I want to see what you guys say in the chat. If Leonard Floyd has 9 sacks this year, exactly 9, not overnight, just 9 sacks, which has been his kind of par, right? How would you feel about this deal? If Leonard Floyd has 9 sacks this year, would you love it? Meh, it's about what he should do, or would you be disappointed? Now keep in mind, what has the opposing defensive end done since we've had Nick Bosa? We haven't had anybody do 9. And I think closest we got to it was Arden Key, and a lot of his sack production came from the inside when we were doing the NASCAR package. But how would you feel? So I asked this on Twitter, and I gave 3 possible poll answers, and YouTube polls are a mess. And every time I do a poll, I get so many emails saying, oh, the poll didn't work for me, so I just stopped doing it, which probably not the right attitude, but whatever. I asked this exact same question. Leonard Floyd gets 9 sacks, 2024 season. How do you feel? Great, meh, underperformed. Underperformed, 3%. And now, this is 1,100-plus votes in less than an hour, so it's a large sample size. Meh, said 28%, and great, 68%. I would feel great. If you told me we would guarantee get 8 sacks, I'll lower the bar. This is a great signing, right? Stick with that whole $1.5 million per sack. He's got $12 million guaranteed. 8 is exactly that number. 8. Now, it's a 2-year deal. We'll have to see how it comes out because it might be a 1 year with a void. I don't know. The financials might be interesting. But good Lord, if you could hit 8 sacks, which is $12 million value, then the second year is all butter. I ain't mad about that at all. I am not upset about that at all. So let me scroll down because before I jump on, I know there's a lot of comments and I really appreciate all you guys here. And if this is your first time with us, we go live way too often. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're, you know, listening podcast, then please hit subscribe if you haven't already. 1 million a sack minimum. That's what he says there. Logan says, you know, to be honest, if Drake was as good as I thought he was going to be, we wouldn't have needed Chase or Floyd. Yeah, Drake Jackson's a lost cause. I love him, and I want him a part of this team, but that is the way in which you have to operate moving forward. Anything you get from Drake is just extra. You can't depend on him. And so whenever I say he's a lost cause, I love the guy, and I hope he's awesome, but you cannot depend on him bringing anything. Cannot. You cannot. The tape has been so consistently bad. No way. Right here, Vader. Jackson and Bill are big question marks. Yes. Yes. You know, if we look at how many snaps did Robert Bill play last year, I mean, I really like him, and that's Josh's favorite guy. He played 39 defensive snaps last year, Robert Bill Jr. You can't count on that. You can't count on that. There's no way. So that's kind of what it is. Right here, MVP says 9 sacks would be good. This would help Bosa out as well. And yeah, like, do you guys know how many sacks Bosa had last year? You know what I mean? Like, let's put it in context. Nick Bosa had 10.5 sacks, the exact same amount of sacks that Leonard Floyd had last year with Buffalo. So, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's there. It's there. And I really hope that we can compound these two things. That's what you want. But, you know, we'll see. And, you know, let's be honest as well with the snap count stuff. He played a lot fewer snaps. He only played 627 snaps for Buffalo last year. That's the fewest he's played since 2018. Whenever he was with LA, he was playing a lot. Listen to the 3 years. 2020, played 1,040 snaps. 2021, 1,134 snaps. Insane. 2022 with the Rams, 932. He dropped down to 627. That is a huge drop. Now, if we look at the 49ers and our snap counts just on the defensive side of the ball, let me pull this up. Like, what does that look like? Okay, just defensive line, last year, Nick Bosa played 1,022 snaps. That's a lot. Hargrave, 775. Armstead, 661. Kinlaw, 544. Chase Young, 485. We traded for him halfway through the season, so that's what that is. Cleveland Farrell, 471. So you can see, like...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Look, you're telling this guy, we just want you to come in and play the same amount of snaps. We want you to play about 600 snaps. That's what we want him to do. That's what you want him to do. Fish and chips, I like this. Sack saying it all. We got torched in the two early playoff games. We need run support on defense. Now, that is a legit criticism, my friend. And, yeah, you know, this is why I think the film is so damn important, because right after this, you know, if we're just going PFF grades and whatever else, yeah, he's not the best run defender. That's not where he excels. He had 21 solo run stops with 11 missed tackles. That's bad. But can you set the edge? Okay, what do we mean by that? The entire premise of the wide nine system, or really any 4-3 system defensive schematically, you have to shrink contain in the run game. Nick Bosa, I would argue, is better at that than he is anything else in the NFL. Like, you get paid for a rush of the passer and sacks and all that stuff. Nick Bosa literally cuts off a third of the field every damn play. Now, in the playoffs, that was a struggle, and he missed it a couple times, and that's what big plays from Detroit came from. But can Leonard Floyd be the guy that cuts it off? Now, he's got the length. He's got the power. He's got the, you know, athletic prowess to perform those duties. But we'll see. And, you know, that's something I'm going to be able to break down on the tape and just look honestly and say, yay or nay. He's not Cleveland Farrell against the run. That's not what he is. But he's way better than Cleveland Farrell against the pass. So we'll see. Losing Eric Armstead, one of your best run defenders, ugh, that makes it even worse. Yeah. So it's not like the 49ers are just sitting there thinking, oh, yay, they've got everything. You know, they're solved all their problems. And as I say this, Austin Eckler just signed with the Commanders. Adam Peters doing his work. Going from Christian McCaffrey to Austin Eckler's not too bad. They paid him. Happy for them. But Gus Edwards, he got paid. Nothing really too big up there. And, you know, I wanted to talk, you know, I brought this up earlier. The centers went quick. There's not a lot of centers. There's a lot of centers. Yeah, there were four that I felt were starting centers in the NFL on free agency. Mitch Morse, Lloyd Cushenberry, Andrew James, Tyler Beattis, all signed like within the first hour and a half. And then no other centers got signed. So it was just those four. And the details, I knew Cushenberry was going to be high. 4 years, $50 million. I mean, that's fully guaranteed $26 million. I mean, he got paid. And I knew it was going to cost a lot. That's who I would have picked. But that contract is just gigantic. Because Lloyd Cushenberry's good. He's not great. I'd say he's a top 10 center. Probably top 7. I wouldn't say top 5. But you're paying him top tier money. Gosh, center's an issue for me, guys. I'm just going to be honest. Where are we at right now? How do we feel? I feel all right. I feel unsatisfied. I feel, as a 49ers guy looking forward to this year, it's like, okay, it's an incomplete. We're not done. You can't be done. You got a lot more holes to fill. And for all the people out there, sorry, Tommy, I'm going to come back to this. For all the people, every time we do a mock draft or I put a draft trade out there, the most common response is the 49ers don't have room for 11 draft picks. Plug your ears, children. Bullshit. They need way more than 11 draft picks, especially if they're going to keep this pace in free agency and not plug as many holes as we thought. Now, free agency's not done, and there's so many guys that are available out there at different positions of need. But the longer you wait, the less and less quality you are getting from these players, because the top players at all of these positions get plucked first. This is not the 2021 49ers who had the best depth in the NFL. It's not. It's not the 2022 49ers who had some of the best depth in the NFL. It's not even the 2023 49ers who were an average depth team. The 49ers roster no longer has all these guys waiting in the wings. It doesn't. They do have some guys. I'm not sitting here saying it's a bad roster. I'm just saying it's different because you have paid all these guys top tier money. You lost the middle tier guys. You also lost your draft picks when you traded for Trey Lance. This is what we got. You know, I had 31 locks on this roster before free agency. We just cut Eric Armstead. Now we're down to 30. That's a 53-man roster. There's 23 spots. Well, if you want to replace Leonard Floyd with Eric Armstead, we're still at 31. I got 22 spots open for grabs. Let's say you sign another 6 or 7, right, through free agency. Cool. Guess what? Do the math, ladies and gentlemen. That's 15 spots. This is not doom and gloom. This is just different. The Niners built a juggernaut. You got the most top players on PFF's 101. You've got the most top players on the NFL Network Countdown Top 100 players. We'll have the most by far. You had the most All-Pros. You had the most Pro Bowlers. You had the most, and you have the most. And that's going to continue because your mainstay is staying with you. The depth is gone. The middle tier is gone. You look at this first signing. Guess what? It's middle tier. And if you hate Leonard Floyd, that's fine. He's a starter in the NFL. You can't tell me he's not a starter. Like, if we just look at sack numbers, which, man, I hate pulling this up because it's always a pain to find on PFF. I wonder, here we go. Player stats, defense. Let's look at just sacks, okay? Which, not the best metric. Not the best metric, okay? Do you know how many players had more sacks than Leonard Floyd in the NFL? 16. That's it. And that's all positions. It's not defensive ends. 16 players had more sacks than Leonard Floyd last year. Nick Bosa ain't one of them. They tied. Nick Bosa played 500 more snaps it had the same amount of sacks. I'm not trying, this is not an anti-Nick Bosa thing. I'm just trying to put into perspective the NFL, especially during the salary cap era. Sometimes you just need guys that are starting caliber players. And that's what Leonard Floyd is. I can sit here and tell you this is the best defensive end opposite Nick Bosa since he's been, since, you know, Nick Bosa's been drafted. And I could probably inflate enough stats to make that come across. And that's not a bad take. I don't believe that. I think that the 49ers are trying to find ways to build this roster with guys who don't miss time. Guys that are very, very consistent at what they do. Do your job, right? He fits that role. This is a value contract. I do believe that. Does it move the needle? Are we now better Super Bowl favorites than we were? No. Is he going to make a Pro Bowl? No. He hasn't yet in his career. Is he going to make the All-Pro? Nope. But that's not what the 49ers need. The 49ers need a consistent edge that is out there and doesn't get hurt and can finish the season. And if you, especially whenever you look at the roster in which we have, especially defensive ends, good gosh. All right, here we go. I mean, it's gross, but let's play this game. Here's our defensive ends that are currently signed. Nick Bosa, Drake Jackson, Austin Bryant, Ernest Brown, Alex Barrett, Raymond Johnson III, Sam Okoyanua, right? And Robert Beal Jr. That's what we got at defensive end. Now you have somebody that you can rely on. And if a defensive end, edge rusher, falls in the draft to pick 31, this does not preclude you from taking that. And we know John Lynch loves that position more than anything else. And this is what the 49ers do. They plug the big emergency needs in free agency with the ultimate goal of making sure they could draft best player available early at a premium position. Now, you sign Colton McKivitz, right? All right, cool. You got an extension done there. Awesome. You go get Ben Bartsch back. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, is that sexy? No. Not even close. But you don't have to go into the draft saying, if we don't draft a guard the first or second round, we're screwed. That's the whole mindset of the 49ers brass and has been for the longest time. And so this is what they look like. And now there's a lot of guys out there, and I think he's the starter. I think Leonard Floyd's the starter, period. I think he's the starter. Right here, Cody and Tanner says Floyd is good depth. Worst case, he's good depth. He wants to be a situational pass rusher. Cool. You go draft, you know, an absolute stud, Darius Robinson in the second round if he falls that far. Awesome. But Leonard Floyd would still start because he's a rookie, because he's not a rookie. So it's what it is. Now, let's get to some of these questions. And sorry, I went on a little bit of a rant there. John, what do you think of the defensive tackle out of Texas? There's two studs. There's Byron Murphy Jr., who is my favorite player in this draft. I've been largely adamant. And I'll be honest with you, when the Eric Armstead news first happened, a little devil on my shoulder, which I got two devils. I don't have an angel. Both of them were like, Byron Murphy, Byron Murphy, Byron Murphy. If he falls, which I doubt he falls to 31, I'm running that card in. I don't care who is on the tape. Like, Byron Murphy is my favorite player in this draft. Now, Tavondre Sweat, that's the big old 360-pound dude that's just awesome. He's the run stuffer that you're talking about. I love him. You get him in the second, third round, I would be psyched. But, yeah, those two guys, I'm a Longhorn. I'm biased. I understand. But I love those two players. I really, really do. Yeah, talking about Murphy the third. Appreciate you guys. Yeah, so that's what that was.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fish and chips. John, four of those sacks came against the Jets. Well, guess what? He was playing for the Bills. That's a defensive, or that's a division rival. Like, I don't understand. This is another thing. People were like, look, it's like Drake Jackson's three sacks against the Steelers. Take over a damn game. What's wrong with that? That's great. He had two sacks against the Jets. I'll pull up his. Yeah. First week, he had two sacks against the Jets. Then in week 11, he had, two and a half? He had 1.5 and 2.5. Why is that a bad thing against a division opponent? I know the Jets suck, but like, so? The 49ers play teams that suck too. And look at the games that we lost. We lost to the Browns, who turned out to be a pretty damn good team. We lost to the Vikings, turned out to be a playoff team. Like, who else beat us this year? You lost to the Rams when we were tanking guys. Turns out to be whatever. And then you lost to, the Christmas game that was terrible. I paid all that money to take my family to the Ravens. So you're going to lose to bad teams. Like, maybe he stopped them. Those were they close games? I don't even know. I don't pay that much attention. But let me look at his game logs. Because, like, I don't understand why that's a criticism. I really, like, okay. Buffalo lost that game. Week one against the Jets. The Jets beat the Bills. You remember that was the kickoff return game? That was incredible. He had 1.5 sacks in a close game against a division opponent. I don't count that as a negative. Then you look at the other one. It was a blowout the second time they played the Jets, 32-6, and they won. You know, yeah, I mean, they killed him, and he had 2.5 sacks. But, like, I don't understand. One was a losing effort to a division rival, but it was week one. I don't see that as a negative. I understand why. I just disagree with it. I'm not here to tell you that this dude's incredible. That's not what I'm doing. I'm telling you this is a healthy way to build. And this was a value contract for the player and the position that you're getting. Somebody that doesn't miss time. Somebody that's got one of the highest floors for sack production in the NFL. At any position. I don't know. Let's see. Michael Silver just said, in terms of Joey and Bosa and Khalil Mack, each would be due 2024 roster bonuses if the Chargers don't cut or trade them by the third day of the league year, which is Friday. So there's still time on that. If you're one of the Joey Bosa truthers, there's that. Now, they could pay those bonuses. Daniel Jeremiah says the Chargers could pay the bonuses, and that would make it easier to trade them, and the draft pick compensation would go up from there. One or both will be dropped. Khalil Mack or Joey Bosa will be dropped. It's just going to happen. If one of them gets traded real soon, perhaps not, but I'm telling you right now, those contracts are rough. That's just terrible. They're just rough. And people ask me, like, man, why couldn't we trade Eric Armstead? Contracts are rough. Big contracts are terrible. That's why the Brian Burns deal is so weird to me. I would love Brian Burns. That dude is awesome. But you give up a second-round pick, and it's not even just a second-round pick, right? The Giants suck. They gave up pick number 39. Like, that's a top 40 pick. That's a top 40 pick, plus a fifth-rounder, plus $30 million a year. Like, I think it was Parcells, right? Had the old quote, like, you don't give up picks and pay top of the tier money. Like, you don't do both. You can trade and have, like, a decent deal, but you don't trade and. And that's what they did right there. That's what the Broncos did with Russell Wilson. That's what we did with D Ford, right? There are issues there. I don't like that. I don't mind trading and redoing a contract. That's not an issue. But trading premium picks, which pick number 39 is premium. That's Deebo Samuel, right? I know not all pick 39s are Deebo Samuel, but I think that's about where we got him. Maybe he was 42. But and then pay him also $30 million a year for 5 years. I hate that, especially for a team that just paid Daniel Jones what they paid him. They're struggling, man, and they're going to be stuck. The Giants are stuck, and yeah, you got a premium pass rusher. That's great, and he's playing against, you know, Thibodeau. That's great, too. Like, there's a good pairing, but, like, come on, man. That offense sucks. You just lost Saquon. You got one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, and you paid him all that money. Like, they're not winning anytime soon. I hate to say that. Now, if you want to catch the film breakdown that I'm going to be doing after the show, here's the best way to do it. We got more to talk after this, though.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
All right, now, there has been lots of other news as well. The 49ers start off by, you know, tell everybody they re-signed Brandon Allen to a one-year deal. You know, what does that look like? I don't have any issues with that. You know, he's going to be quarterback two or three? I don't know. Like, where do you put him there? I think the 49ers will add another quarterback. Probably going to be day three of the draft, very similarly to how they added Brock Purdy. And you can hope you get that same return, but probably not. But there will be a quarterback, and especially with 11 picks. I could definitely see if somebody fell, right? What is the 49ers' entire MO whenever it comes to draft picks? First and second round, premium players at premium positions. That's all they care about, right? And usually positions of need, but premium, like, they want those. Rounds three and four, those are guys that can come in and compete right now. Doesn't mean they will. Guys that can come in and compete right now with our roster. And then rounds five, six, seven is just best player available. They don't care, right? Even if they already took that position, they'll take it again. That's where quarterback is. I think fifth round's probably the earliest that they would go quarterback. But, you know, you do have those three fourth rounders. And we know, again, Kyle Shanahan, right? Compensation picks, a fourth round comp pick, is seen as a fifth rounder to the 49ers. We saw that with all the Cameron Latu and the Jake Moody pick, right? So if you're trying to understand, there's a difference between a fourth round pick, pick 123 for Kyle Shanahan, and there's pick 130 for Kyle Shanahan. That's a comp pick. That counts for the next round. That's just the way he thinks. Not saying I agree with it. Just saying that's the craziness that is Kyle Shanahan. And then also, Juwan Jennings. You know, I've been saying it's going to be a second-round tender. That's what he received. He was a restricted free agent. You still do a long-term deal. It's just the deadline to tender a player was today. And so you wanted the long-term deal done beforehand. You put a second-round tender on him. That's a $4.89 million cap hit. Now, if another team wants to sign him to an offer and the Niners do not match, we get a second-round pick. That's not happening. You don't see that happen too much in the NFL nowadays. A second-round pick for Juwan Jennings doesn't make a lot of sense. Another pass rusher off the board. The Lions have agreed to this is an old – Marcus Davenport got signed by the Lions, but the terms just came out. 1 year, $10.5 million deal. So that's where that is. And so, you know, that's exactly what the 49ers paid for Leonard Floyd, except for 2 years, and Marcus Davenport has been one of the biggest, most up-and-down guys in the NFL since he's come into the NFL. I'm telling you guys, the 49ers got a deal. I really do believe that. And they're not done. There's going to be some more moves. And whenever those moves get, you know, announced, I'll try my best to go live. But I've got to end this show. I got to go pick up the kiddo. I'm running back and forth. But, anyway, as soon as I pick up my kiddo, I'm coming back, and then I'm going to be doing a film breakdown on Leonard Floyd. You can catch that at the49ersrush.com or on our Patreon channel. Appreciate you guys. Today isn't the day we wanted, faithful, but it's not a bad day. And the day's not over. There's still a lot more free agents out there at every single position besides center. Center's dud. D-U-N. That position's over. You got to get it in the draft now. Can't get it in free agency. I do not want anybody else out there that's a veteran center. Every other position, it's up for grabs. If you think you need to address a corner or a tackle, or tackles haven't moved. And Michael Minihue, I'm going to mess it up his name. Minihue. Whew. I would love that dude. Anyway, got to go. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.